It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
There was a boy once. He happened to be the son of a very well-to-do father. He wore nice clothes, lived in a nice house, and ate very good food. One day, this young boy happened to get into a scuffle with another boy who lived on down the street. The other boy came from a poor family, lived in a cheap house, wore ragged clothes, and had less than the first boy to eat. In the scuffle, the rich boy threw the poor boy and was the winner. In a few moments, the poor boy got up, dusted himself off, and said that if he had food to eat like the rich boy had, he could throw the rich boy. The poor boy turned and walked away. But the rich boy stood there. He was numbed by what the poor boy had said. His heart was broken because he knew quite well that what the poor boy had said was true. The rich boy never forgot that experience. From that day on, he revolted against any favored treatment because he was rich. He made it a point to wear cheap clothing, like the poor wore. He intentionally endured the hardships that the poor faced. His father was often embarrassed by the way he dressed. But despite all the urging to act like he should, that young boy never again took advantage of his wealth. Back several hundred years ago, there was a man who said something like this, "I sat where they sat." In other words, he put himself into the suffering and misery endured by others. And by so doing, he could feel what they felt, experience what they experienced, hurt when they hurt. That man's name was Ezekiel, you know, the man with the wheel. The Indians in this country had a saying that fits into this same theme. It went something like this. Never criticize another brave until you have worn his moccasins for 7 moons. And we Americans have a saying about wearing another man's shoes. I have an idea we might need to do a little of this, to wear the other person's shoes for a while. For too often we're too hasty to pass judgment, condemn a person for something when we don't know all the facts. How many of us have had to wear the shoes of a poor boy? How many of us have had to face life with a skin a different color than the majority? How many of us have seen our children go hungry, cold, and ignorant simply because it wasn't their lot to be born into the right family? Maybe if we would sit where they sit, face what they face, endure what they endure, we would be surprised how much they need our help instead of our cutting, cruel criticism. If I remember correctly, this is one reason the Galilean came. How was it said? Our high priest is not one who cannot feel sympathy with our weaknesses. On the contrary, we have a high priest who was tempted in every way that we are, but did not sin. He has sat where we sit. He understands. Maybe that's the reason he can help us. The young boy who won the fight went on to give his life to the poor. He became one of the world's most famous men. His name was Albert Schweitzer.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.